With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He's making a triumphant return to the swamp. President-elect Trump is back in Washington for a White House meeting with President Biden. Mr. Trump will also sit down with congressional Republicans. Mr. Trump continues to assemble his team. Among the president-elect's latest choices, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for Homeland Security Secretary, decorated veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth to run the Pentagon, and John Ratcliffe for CIA Director. And two people will chair an advisory panel on streamlining government.
President-elect Donald Trump says that Elon Musk and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, the new organization will not be a government agency. Trump says that it will be an outside group that will offer the White House advice on how to drive large-scale structural reform and create an entrepreneurial approach to government.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Also at SRNNews.com, an explosion at a Kentucky factory proves deadly.
11 employees at Givaudan, a food coloring plant in Louisville, Kentucky, were taken to hospitals following Tuesday afternoon's explosion. Now two employees have died. The company says in a statement, "We are grieving with the families, friends, and loved ones of those that were lost and injured during this very difficult time. The blast caused the building to partially collapse and blew out windows and homes in nearby businesses. Reconstruction team from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is headed to Louisville. I'm Donna Water."
Inflation heated up last month, rising 2.4% from the month before, a 2.6% increase year over year. On Wall Street, the Dow, 87 points higher. This is SRN News. A new look at giving from the Barna Group.
The poll reveals that the most generous Americans are the oldest Americans. When asked if they give money to their local church or other charity, 72% of the oldest citizens say yes. 64% of baby boomers do too, as do 58% of Generation X. However, younger cohorts are less generous, although that could be a function of the fact they simply don't have as much money as their parents or their grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The co-founder of Moms for Liberty expects President Trump to deliver on campaign promises to end the spread of the LGBT agenda in the schools. Tiffany Justice says American parents voted for their children's future. She said that in a post on X. Observers expect Mr. Trump to immediately nullify the Biden administration's Title IX rule that adds gender identity to current anti-discrimination statutes. This is SRN News. Unrest that has roiled the Dutch capital in recent days may not be over yet.
Dutch police are warning of calls for more rioting in Amsterdam a day after dozens of people armed with sticks and firecrackers set a tram on fire in the Dutch capital. The city's facing tensions following violence last week targeting fans of an Israeli soccer club. Police said the fire was quickly extinguished and riot officers cleared the square. Images online showed people damaging property and setting off firecrackers. Police said it was not clear whether the unrest was related to what happened last week. Keith Peters reporting.
It's auction day for Alex Jones InfoWars. Assets of the company expected to be sold off. The proceeds will help pay the nearly $1.5 billion in defamation lawsuit judgments that Jones owes the families of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut. More details at SRNNews.com.